A cyber cadet, Kumari, wonders about backbiting and gossip. And what do you do at a family gathering that you see once or twice a year when all that is done is backbiting and gossip? And then if you don't do it, they hold out that you're better than they are. Well, Kumari, you found out about backbiting and gossip from an article in Hinduism Today, most probably. You have my permission now to make many copies of that article and send them around to all of your friends and relatives. And I assure you that maybe next time they all get together, they will have a different attitude toward one another. How do you discern what is hurtful backbiting and malicious gossip compared to a discussion? Just make up to your mind that you would not say anything about anyone behind one's back, that at the next time that you saw them, you'd say the same thing to their face without hurting their feelings. And if you do have a discussion about someone, be sure to protect yourself from malicious gossip. As soon as you see them the next time, or call them and say the same thing to them so that they don't hear what you said through someone else, which might be distorted and they may have their feelings hurt. Hurting someone's feelings is against ahimsa, which is the foundation of Sanatana Dharma, not hurting anyone physically, mentally, or emotionally, which is bad karma if we do. Cyberspace devotee from the beautiful country of Mauritius asks a simple question, which may not be too simple. How is the best way to become enlightened? First step is, mentally and emotionally, claim the light that you already have. The light that lights up your thoughts is coming right from Lord Shiva this very moment. The energy in your body is flowing from Lord Shiva through your body this very moment. Claim the light that you already have. Then once you do, eliminate all of the character traits that would dim that light. That means don't become angry, because you won't be aware of the light within you when you are in that state of confusion. Don't become jealous, because that will dim the light. Close off the lower nature so that the natural light of your soul, which is already there, your soul is perfect, created by Lord Shiva. It's a body of light, and it's already there. It's just the confusion of the external mind and our desires which keeps us from being in light. And now we're going to take the vibration we have created here today to the foundation of the new Erevan temple. And we're going to have a small home of fire out there. And we're going to ask the devotees that are here to lead us in the Aarti song. And we're asking some of the ladies to take the dupa and light and help lift the vibration of the new temple that's coming up, if you would please. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shivaya Namo, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namo.